And welcome to Coastsider Musicians here on CoastsiderRadio.com. In this program, we will interview local musicians and other people involved with the local music scene. And today, we're lucky to have with us Cameron Palmer. He is the owner of Cameron's Restaurant in an English Pub, an awfully delightful place to go to. How are you doing today, Cam?
Doing great, Harry. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. We're happy to have you here on the hot seat on CoastsiderRadio.com. So why don't you start and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, my name's Cameron Palmer, and I live in Half Moon Bay, grew up in Half Moon Bay, love Half Moon Bay. And I own the English pub in town, Cameron's Pub, and we've had that open for about 24 years now. So that's where you can find me almost every day, Harry.
Well, yeah, I know that, Cam, but you're leaving an awfully lot out. And I know we deal with musicians primarily and people involved with the music business, but aren't you involved as well with some civic activities with the city of Half Moon Bay?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you want to go that deep, huh? Okay. Yeah, well, I'm the president of the Pumpkin Festival Committee, and I help out wherever I can in town, run the 4th of July parade and help out with the Night of Lights parades and just any the concerts in the park series I'm working on right now with Shahrzad and the Parks and Rec Committee of Half Moon Bay. So wherever I can help out, I'm happy to pitch in.
Well, you thought you'd get away without any of that getting mentioned, did you? How little you know me.
Yeah.
All right. What I'd like to break into now is let's talk about the opportunities that you create for amateurs as well as professional musicians at the pub.
Well, great. Yeah. It's something that's very close to my heart. On Thursday nights, we run something called Ari's Open Mic. And of course, that's named after the late Ari Nagar, who passed away some years ago of cancer. But he was just instrumental in bringing the music awareness to the Coast Side, as far as I'm concerned. And we do an open mic every Thursday night from 8 p.m. till late, where singers, songwriters can come in, play three of their own songs or other people's songs, and perform live on stage, and it's a pretty magical night.
Well, that sounds really good, and I know that that's a tradition that's been around for a long time, and I'm happy to see it continue.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, ever since Ori's passing, we now have Kevin Nova, who runs the open mic, and he follows in much of the same footsteps as Ari did as far as encouraging people. He just brings the best out of people to get them up on stage, push their boundaries, and express themselves.
Oh, yeah. So I don't forget, by the way, Coastsider Radio, Michelle Dragony.
Right.
My wife tells me I will learn to speak one of these days. but she has a music calendar for the Coastside, and of course,
yes,
your establishment is prominently mentioned.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned the open mic, and so here we have people that are aspiring to do something with music, but I also understand that you have something for anybody who wants to get up and give singing a shot.
You must be talking about the dreaded karaoke nights that we have, which are, I'm joking, they are a blast. So we do karaoke nights once or twice a week, usually Friday or Saturday nights, and huge turnouts for these. They're just a lot of fun. We get just all ages and some regular people and some famous people. We've been blessed to have some pretty important people on our stage singing karaoke over the years.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who were some of the famous people you've had there.
Just recently, we had Daniel Radcliffe. And I wasn't totally familiar with who Daniel Radcliffe is, but I know, shame on me, but apparently he's the Harry Potter. And he got up on stage for 3 hours, he and his girlfriend, I guess they were filming a movie or something in the Bay Area, and they just tore the place down. It was a packed night, and he was just awesome. And before we knew it, people had posted videos online, as that is the thing to do these days. And within 7 days, Daniel, standing on our stage, had over 3.5 million hits online. Pretty crazy.
Now, that's good for business. I mean,
that was terrific for business. Yeah, we had all sorts of news media calling us up. And for weeks afterwards, we had people coming to the karaoke nights hoping Daniel would come back.
Well, and people who are close enough, you have the only double-decker smoking bus still in the world, from what I understand, and that has gotten you some notoriety as well.
It has. That's put us certainly on the map as well. We were back when California did their big law, no more smoking indoors. You were still allowed to smoke on the patio, and you were still allowed to smoke in your vehicle. So we got the biggest vehicle we could, and we put it on our patio. And it's been history since then, I'll tell you.
Now, you also have bands coming in, live bands coming in on a regular basis as well, right?
We do. We typically book those for the last Friday night of each month. And so we try to stick with mostly local musicians. And for instance, we've had Wall of Blues play there. We've had Nigel and Clive, the British tribute band, and Ticket to Ride, and a bunch of others as well. But so the last Friday of every month, we kick it up pretty good in there, and it's a great time.
Well, having been there once or twice, I can highly recommend going to Cameron's for the entertainment, the food, and everything else. However, I have one question that's really in the back of my mind, and it's been driving me crazy at night.
Let's hear it, Harry.
How come you've never gotten behind the microphone and sang yourself at karaoke night?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I used to do that pretty often, actually. I like the crooners. You know, I'd do some Elvis, and then I'd do Sinatra and Dean Martin. But I don't know why I haven't done it lately. I'm going to have to kick myself in the butt and get up there and do it, because people do like to see me up there so they can heckle me or whatever they do.
Well, I'll be first in line for the heckling. However, I do have it on very good authority that you do a really great Willie Nelson impersonation.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do Willie Nelson, and I'm usually Willie, and I've had a couple different friends that do Julio Iglesias, so we do To All the Girls We've Loved Before over and that's been a lot of fun. That usually brings the crowd to standing ovation, of course.
Are you ready to give our audience a couple of lines from that?
I don't think so.
Oh,
well, if you'll be Julio.
I'm afraid you don't want me singing. The day you see me walking up to a microphone in karaoke, what you want to do is run as fast as you can in
the
opposite
other way,
direction.
Huh? Okay.
Well, I do expect to hear you up in the microphone, because I have it from very good authority that your Willie Nelson impersonation is really top notch.
Well, you must have been talking to maybe my mother. I don't know.
I can't give away my sources. That would take all the fun away from me.
That's true. I know.
So you know, I think that we can say that you continue to make a contribution to local musicians, promoting them and giving everybody a chance to participate with karaoke and open mic. Is there anything else you'd like our listening audience to know about you and about Cameron's Pub?
Well, I'll just say there's always something going on at our pub. We try to make it so that if you're at home bored and you're looking for something to do, come on down, because we usually have some sort of activity. We've got trivia nights on Tuesdays. Of course, we have trivia 7 days a week on all of our TVs. And you being a trivia champion yourself, Harry, you know it can be addictive and a lot of fun.
Well, I also have to mention that I really do like the pizza there.
Oh, well, thank you. It is good.
All right, Cameron, thank you for being here. Like I say, we appreciate everything you do for the community and for musicians in the community, and wish you all the best in continuing this effort, and may it go onward, onward, and onward.
Thank you, Harry. That wasn't half as painful as I thought it would be. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, wait, I haven't hit the button on the electric.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
All right, thanks to Cameron Palmer. And this has been another episode of Coastsider Musicians. Our guest today was Cameron Palmer, and we strongly encourage you to visit Cam's Pub and enjoy all the musical entertainment that's there. And so until next time, this is your host, the one, the only, Harry the Y, for CoastsiderRadio.com.